Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the eighth day of August, the eighth month of the eighth year, 2008. And I believe the Olympics also kicked off today, but that's not what we're really going to be talking about here on the air today. It is the Alex Jones Show, and I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Now, there's tons of stories to cover. A couple mainline ones I want to get out of the way right off the bat. First of all, former President Clinton has been tapped to speak at the DNC, and lo and behold, he will be speaking just before whoever the vice presidential nominee is. Now, you know, that would tell me that it's probably going to be Hillary Clinton. I've been saying this for some time now. Who knows? Maybe they're just setting us up, for people like me to say that. But it sure does look like Bill will be introducing his wife, who will be the nominee for the vice presidency of the United States. We all know Barack is going to get the presidential nomination. So I want to talk about that. By the way, we're going to be taking your calls most of the day today. We have Bob Chapman from the internationalforecaster.com on later. And we also have Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado. And he's going to be talking about some great developments. He was actually able to get a permit for We Are Change Colorado about 1,000 feet from the Pepsi Center. They are in an entire park. We're going to go over all that. But great work, Jonathan. And as you all know, Alex Jones and crew will be covering the DNC live from Denver, Colorado. It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be sitting and hosting while that goes on. And folks, it's important we go to the DNC. Now, why? A lot of people will say, oh, it's the Republicans, the neocons, the ones that did this to us. No, this is a global agenda. And just because the Bush administration will no longer be in office soon does not mean this agenda ends. Let's get real. Let's get really real right now. Barack Obama is a globalist, okay? He is a minion. He's a good speaker. He's a charismatic, younger candidate that people feel like they can relate to. They believe it when he says that he is change you can vote for. Yeah, he's not change you can vote for. There's no change there. This is a guy that got caught getting off of his plane to go meet with Hillary Clinton in secret in the same exact area where the Bilderberg conference is being held. A lot of people will tell you, oh, that's a coincidence, nothing happened there. But then they gave three separate stories about where they met and what they were talking about. So you do the math. Then a week ago, he goes to Berlin in Germany. And he gives this big staged speech in front of all the people. I mean, they're pretty much predestined that this guy is going to be the president of the United States. I don't think there's many people out there that really believe that McCain has a fighting shot or that he's there for anything else but to take a fall, okay? But he gets up there and he starts telling the citizens of the world that they will be doing more and not less in this new world. A world that stands as one, according to Barack Obama. Now, he did not say New World Order specifically. He did not use that phrase. However, when Sky News covered the speech, it was even evident to them, Sky is a branch of Fox News, by the way, that this was a New World Order speech, and that is what they called it. Okay, so for all you people out there thinking that Barack Obama is the lesser of two evils, no, he's actually probably the eviler of the two because he is in a slicker package that more people will be fooled by, much like Bill Clinton mesmerized most of the population back in the 90s. You know, a lot of people still to this day tell me how great the Clintons were and, you know, how we need to get back to Bill Clinton's form of economics and his foreign policy or his domestic policy. But you see, he tried to ratchet up the police state, too. He used Oklahoma City. He killed all those people at Waco. He could have let those people live. There was no reason to come in with a tank, firebomb that establishment, kill all those children. When we get back, we're going to talk about this new recent development of them trying to frame Atta up as part of Iraqi intelligence. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Mm-hmm. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and TruthNews.us, among others. And I want to talk about this story in the Huffington Post. Now, the Huffington Post yesterday reported that that the administration was trying so badly to link Al-Qaeda to Saddam Hussein and, you know, his regime, even after the fact that after they had actually invaded the country and caused, quote-unquote, regime change, okay, they were still interested in linking ADA, and not only linking ADA, but also trying to prove the Niger weapons thing and, you know, enriched uranium, all that bull. And how are they trying to do this? Well, turns out in their little deck of cards there, remember the deck of cards? I mean, we're so sick. People bought those cards. I know my friends had them. They had them at gas stations. We all remember the deck of cards, the oh-so-evil deck of Iraqis. Well, turns out that the Jack of Diamonds is a millionaire on the U.S.'s dime. That's right. Let me say it again. The Jack of Diamonds is a millionaire on the U.S.'s dime. This guy was a paid informant from the start. And what they wanted him to do just shows you how far these people will go. I mean, sure, they'll throw out plans about painting up PT boats and saying that they're Iranian and throwing in U.S. Navy SEALs to get shot at and start a shootout and probably kill those people and, you know, start a false flag event in order to go to war. But what they wanted to do here was some manufacture a little bit of evidence after the fact to try to say that they were justified in both of their invasions. And what they said was that we need you to write this letter, and we need you to date it 2000, prior to 9/11, and we need you to say that Atta was running around and that you were helping fund him through Saddam Hussein. And I'm like, wow. So they really were trying to pin a relationship between Atta and Saddam Hussein and then say that somehow through this depleted uranium WMD scam, he was raising them money. See, so it took care of two things at once. First of all, he would have weapons of mass destruction even if you didn't find them because of this letter. Well, who knows what he did with them, but he absolutely had them. And then two, he may have been involved in 9/11. I mean, they only tried to make that link, oh, I don't know, thousands of times. Yet, I'll still hear, you know, neocons and people in denial tell me that they never said they knew where the weapons of mass destruction were when, you know, Donald Rumsfeld got on TV several times and, oh, they're in the Tora Bora Mountains. We know exactly where they are. They're showing, like, intricate diagrams of these cave-dwelling operations that just don't even exist. I mean, you should see some of the... Listen, type in, Al-Qaeda Cave or Taliban Center. I mean, you would think this is something out of Dr. No, out of a Bond flick. The way they made this mountain look like a military operational center. Well, I got news for you. The only people that would be able to turn a mountain into this type of military operational center would be a westernized government, much like ours or maybe Europe's. Not many other people are going to be able to do that. But they really did, you know, put the fear of the boogeyman into all of us. And that's, you know, that's why I just put together this new film, Fabled Enemies. Just wrapped it up yesterday, mastered the DVD, going out today. And this film really deals with not what didn't happen on 9/11, but what did and who was involved. You know, after I've traveled the country for the past couple years with Loose Change, I got a good amount of the same questions. Why didn't you talk about this? Why aren't the Israelis in your movie? What's the connection to Saudi Arabia? And, you know, I would go on and I would answer these things, but never really be able to give a full spectrum analysis. Well, now my film is on the way, and I really think I've done a bang-up job of not only coming up with 80% new news footage, stuff nobody has ever seen, ever. It's not on YouTube. I guess a couple of the clips are now on YouTube, but most of it's not on YouTube. Very tough stuff to find. I mean, I literally combed through archives to find this stuff. And to give you the overview, we start with 9/11. And the reason I start with 9/11 is because I want to make it clear to people there was no other suspect other than Osama bin Laden. No other suspect, okay? If you watch from that day, literally, before the second tower even gets hit, some of the news organizations are talking about him as a suspect, okay? We're talking talking heads like Tim Russert, Tom Brokaw, Katie Couric, Matt Lauer, Oliver North. Oliver North says something outstanding. He's like, oh, I'm told by insiders that Osama bin Laden likely deployed more than 50 terrorists. Jeez, unbelievable. So I take you back to that mindset. I mean, there literally was no one else, okay? I've got them saying they're 90% certain it was bin Laden. This is less than 12 hours after the attack, these people are saying this. You know, they can't catch anybody. They can't stop any of these attacks. Yet, they know exactly who did it as soon as it's over. So I make that point pretty strongly in the first couple minutes of my film. Now, I move on from there. I show you how the hijackers repeatedly had intelligence ties, not only trained at U.S. bases, but lived with FBI agents, protected from members of the CIA, by other members in the FBI and the CIA, by the way. See, there's always some people that are trying to do the right thing. They're compartmentalized. They believe in this country. They believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. They think they're doing good for the world, and in most cases, they are. But then when they go after people that are involved in black operations, they don't understand why their investigations get pulled, why gag orders begin to happen to them, why their reputation is ruined, why they become paper pushers. It's because they tried to rock the boat. They tried to get in on this black op. So that brings us to the next chapter of the film. We go over, you know, the FBI cover-up. We go over, you know, Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch bringing Robert Wright and other people's stories forward. And we also cover John O'Neill, the man who was in charge of going after bin Laden for the FBI. And what happens to him? Well, he's so upset that they keep obstructing his investigations, he decides to leave. He gets hired by Kroll to become head of the World Trade Center security. He moves his desk in the day before 9/11, and he's killed during the attack and completely silenced. And that's just, you know, the first few chapters. Then we really start getting into the hardcore stuff. Saudi involvement, Israeli involvement, Pakistan being set up, okay? U.S. government officials admitting that foreign governments are involved in 9/11. It's a powerful film. We hope you see it. It's going to be available September 1st on the web, and we're going to have some trailers for you this weekend. So I'm very excited about it. I want to thank Alex Jones for giving me the opportunity to put this film out. I think it is a great piece to go along with Loose Change Final Cut or Loose Change Second Edition, especially if you want to see something that doesn't have anything to do with the Pentagon strike, doesn't have anything to do with what happened at Shanksville, doesn't have anything to do with the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center. This is a very different movie, folks, and I hope you support me and check it out. In fact, if you go to myspace.com/fabledenemies, you can be our friend on MySpace and help get the word out. It's amazing what you can do with a little bit of motivation in this country. Another big story that I wanted to cover, and I covered briefly with Alex Jones earlier in the week, was this cab driver. Because now they're saying, well, he could be out in as early as 5 months. And what cab driver am I talking about? I shouldn't even say cab driver, limo driver. Bin Laden's limo driver. Now again, let's go over it. This is his third trial. Let me say it again. It is his third trial. He's been picked up since the quote-unquote beginning of the war on terror. Okay? It's just unbelievable to me. The guy got tortured for years and years and years in Guantanamo Bay. They tried him twice for terrorism. They found nothing. Let me say that again. They found nothing. These are rigged military tribunals. This isn't a jury of his peers. Okay? These aren't people off the street. These are people in the military saying, oh, no, he doesn't have anything to do with terrorism. You know, this guy was probably just trying to feed his family. He took a job as a limo driver for a rich guy. He has no idea what's going on. So then they bring this other show trial out, and that's what it is. It's a show trial. It's something to put into the consciousness of the American people through MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, AP, all the mainline websites, that Al-Qaeda is real, they're around every corner, and we're getting them. Look at this guy. We're sentencing him. So anyway, he got sentenced to 5.5 years, and they're saying, well, he could be out in 5 months. Or not at all. Or not at all. This guy had his hands, or his head in his hands, weeping and crying like a little baby when he was sentenced to this, because he knows he's not getting out. Well, listen, they're not letting him out in 5 years so he can tell the horror stories of how he was tortured again and again in a private military prison, only to be brought to trial three separate times so they can convict him of driving a limousine and then send him back to torture. It's absolutely incredible, don't you think, Alex?
And you got to fade me up there, Burmese.
Oh, you got it.
And they have now, Burmese, put out more fake Intel Center videos claiming that people out of Pakistan are going to attack the Olympics.
You know what? I read an AP thing right on the way in here that they're now gearing up to go into Pakistan, because it seems like that is the next enemy. They've geared us up.
Well, that's where
long.
They flew the 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda chiefs out to. But, I mean, how incredible is it?
On C-130s, by
that
the
it's
way.
Now coming out that they ordered the FBI to manufacture evidence that Iraq sent the anthrax letters, that they've been ordering people to write fake letters saying yellow cake. I mean, these are complete criminals, absolutely convicted in the court of public opinion. The public's being financially robbed by them, and some of the neocon followers still love it. And so I want to tell them, don't worry, you're going to get hurt and hurt real bad. Listen, I took off today because I've got a lot of business I've got to take care of, but I'm like an addict. I am walking by the door out here doing work and hearing you in here. I never covered this Monday when it first broke. People think I'm trying to bash police, but I'm not doing that. These are the type of stories we end up ignoring. But now it's gotten worse. Police raid Maryland mayor's home and kill his dogs. And the police say they're proud of themselves. So I thought we might just mention that when we get back, and then get back into your Al-Qaeda stuff.
We'll cover that when we get back. PrisonPlanet.com.
being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Ted Anderson for Midas, August 8, 2008, gold, 850-850. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $883.50, $435.45 for half, $217.73 for quarter. That's $883.50, $435.45, and $217.73. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A-Cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Ladies and gentlemen, CNN is reporting right now on 888 as they launch the Olympics this morning at 8 8 and 8 tenths of a second with all their occultic activities with their Hitlerian Hitler Olympic rings. CNN reporting Georgia has been attacked by Russia. That's Georgia in Eastern Europe. We're not kidding. I'm looking at CNN.com right now. Georgia's president said today, this is 21 minutes ago, that his country is under attack by Russian tanks and warplanes, and he accused Russia of targeting civilians as tensions over the breakaway Georgian region of South Ossetia appeared to boil over into full-blown conflict. Now, remember, the Russian foreign minister just 4 months ago threatened to nuke the United States and Western Europe if they continued to move in weapon systems into Georgia, Ukraine, and other areas. They moved those weapons in 2 weeks ago. Russian forces have hit. Burmese, I'm afraid that you can ride shotgun today, but that's it. I'm just not going to be able to get my other chores done. I can't sit here on 888 while Russia is invading. My God, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, this is how World War III can start. People go, wait, you say it's World War III, it's World War IV. The neocons call it World War IV. They call the Cold War World War III, so they're calling this World War IV. But this is what they plan. Encircling Russia, encircling China, fighting with the Arabs and stage terror as a pretext to move into the Middle East. And this is it. And McCain's saying, if we get into a world war, which he's saying could happen a month ago, or actually 3 weeks ago, that he's going to call for a national draft. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is the globalists creating world conflict so they can wage war against individual populations. Burmese, read the report to people.
Sure thing, Alex. Let's break it from the top. This is amazing, by the way. If you go, you can watch a little video. I mean, there are really tanks literally rolling down the streets, Alex.
Hundreds of them.
Yes, it's not a joke. This isn't just one little offensive by one military unit. Georgia's president said...
Hold on just a minute. Let me get the alert out here.
All right.
Hey, Cole Watson and Nemo and all them, and tell them Russia's invaded Georgia. Full coverage right now.
All right. All day, they've been bombing Georgia from numerous warplanes and specifically targeting the civilian population.
But I was driving in right before the show, and this isn't even news. it's no big deal.
No big deal at all. It had to have started at least an hour or two ago, and we're just getting it 15 minutes ago on the AP. It's not even AP, it's CNN. I mean, it's not even being reported by my little news blurb over at Yahoo. Let's keep reading. President Mikhail Saskovitz told CNN an exclusive interview, "This is the worst nightmare one can encounter. Hundreds of people, possibly thousands, are fleeing South Ossetia to the Russian region of North Ossetia, Alania," the United Nations reported Friday. So they've kind of been gearing up. Wait, no, this is right now.
Oh, well, the Russians said, "We will nuke you."
Wow. And about 400 more are believed to have fled to other parts of Georgia. I hate it when the United Nations has to report this.
Now, wait, our enemies will edit this show where I just talked about the Russian foreign minister threatening nuclear attack. Mm-hmm. They will edit it to where I just said that Russians have launched an attack. Kind of like ABC News during Y2K announced, they came out and said a missile's been fired from Russia. NORAD's telling us if it's coming to the U.S. I reported the ABC News, and then my enemies edited it to make it sound like that we were saying a missile had been launched from Russia. We're just reporting what CNN is saying, that they have invaded Georgia, and then I'm going back to several months ago. You can pull it up when the official Russian foreign minister said, "We will use nukes on you. We will attack. We will go into Georgia. We will go into Ukraine. We will go into other areas that you've been moving your special forces into." And yes, U.S. special forces are in Georgia. Go ahead.
Now they're saying 150 Russian armored vehicles are down in South Ossetia. You can watch the video, so you can see these tanks rolling down.
No, they'll say we made it up.
Yeah, they'll absolutely say we made it up. But I want to let people know that this is a quote now. "We are receiving reports that a policy of ethnic cleansing was being conducted in the villages of South Ossetia, and the numbers of refugees is climbing." So they're literally there to kill the civilian population. Ethnic cleansing, folks, in this day and age, and Russia is conducting it. Unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. I'm going to go out here and work on it. You keep going.
Yep, you got it. So here we go. I mean, let's hope this isn't the kickoff to World War III or IV, whatever you want to call it. But this is not good news. When you have multiple world conflicts like this, you set the stage for a global battle. And if you don't think that they want some kind of a global conflict to bring in a global solution, you just don't know this country's history. You just don't understand how they brought the United Nations into being, how they tried to get a League of Nations before that, in the wake of World War I, and were unable to do that. But in the wake of World War II, they were able to get a form of global government in the United Nations. This is very, very scary. When Russian tanks are rolling down streets, killing civilians, you better get worried, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
Took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job, by the well connected. Your little protest summarily rejected.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex is around the corner, but he's really trying to set up some guests right now to talk about this situation. This is the real deal, folks. This is a serious geopolitical mess we are in right now. Right now. And you know what? I'm going to try to pull up right now these tanks coming in and see what CNN actually has to say about it. But I guess there's a lot of dispute over whether or not South Ossetia is even a part of Russia. Their secession was never, ever, 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 ever recognized internationally, whatever that means. But it seems that more and more news agencies are picking up this story. And I'm going to read this one out of... Wow, this is just incredible, the video that they're showing. This one is out of the Times Online. Russia threatens military response to U.S. Missile defense deal. Now, this was reported about a month ago, okay? So this was the run-up to what's happening today, is that they said, hey, you bring these missiles in, we're going to attack. And it looks like they have, Alex.
By the way, Jason,
This is only the report I could find during the three-minute break. There were several other threats going back. This was July 9th in a separate area dealing with the Czech Republic. Again, Russia threatens military response to U.S. missile defense deal. Russia threatened to retaliate by military means after a deal with the Czech Republic brought the U.S. missile defense system into Europe a step closer. The threat followed quickly on the from the announcement that Condoleezza Rice signed a foreign agreement with the Czech Republic to host the radar for the controversial project. Moscow argues that the missile shield would severely undermine the balance of European security and regards the proposed missile shield based in two former communist countries as a hostile move. Now, let's be clear. This isn't a West versus communism. The globalists are bringing in socialism here. They're destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're funding radical Islamist al-Qaeda groups worldwide to destabilize the West, to scare the population into submission. All over Russia, they are encircling, funding Chechen rebels, you name it, to attack Russian forces to elicit a response. And this is literally the incredible bravado and arrogance of the New World Order crowd in Washington, London, and Tel Aviv, poking Russia. And there is no doubt this is a major hot escalation here. We will be forced to react, not with diplomatic, but with military technical methods, the Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement. Now, I'm trying to pull the one up from a couple months before that, where they threatened the use, saying we have nuclear weapons. We're going to pull that and read that on air for you. The ministry did not detail what its response might entail. Now, Dr. Rice, the Secretary of State, hailed the agreement as a step forward for international security. But see, this article is boiling it down just over missile defense and radar, which missile defense is meant to be moved in so that Russia can't counterstrike with missiles if they're hit, so that their response missiles can be shot down. This is the equivalent of when the Russians moved weapons into Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1961. Burmese?
Well, what I'm finding very, very interesting about this is the timing. I mean, this is literally happening on the day that the Olympics has kicked off, and the international community is pretty much preoccupied. And all the drones out there are pretty preoccupied as well. I've queued up this CNN clip. Should we throw it on, Alex?
Yeah, let's do that in just a moment. And then after we do that, Russia mulls arms in Belarus to counter U.S. shield. This was Reuters 2 days ago, Wednesday, August 6th. Russia may consider deploying strategic bombers or station tactical missiles. That's frogs. And its close ally, Belarus, a counter measure to planned U.S. missile shield in Europe. Moscow envoy in Minsk said on Wednesday. So they're threatening and been threatening to invade a bunch of different countries that were basically through covert means that the globalists went in, had those governments overthrown, put in pro-U.S. governments who are setting up the same torture squads, the whole nine yards, bringing another form of tyranny into the region. And this affects us all, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have fallout shelters. We don't have bunkers. The New World Order does, and it's order out of chaos. They want to bring in a global crisis to offer their solution. Jason, go ahead and play it.
You got it.
According to Russian state television, to be a major development in this crisis between Russia and Georgia over the breakaway Georgian territory of South Ossetia. Pictures that have been broadcast on Russian state television, Channel 1 television, in fact, in this country, over the past several minutes or so, show a convoy of Russian tanks and armored vehicles moving, according to the commentary on the television station, into the breakaway territory of South Ossetia, so crossing the Russian frontier into the neighboring country of Georgia to bolster, I expect, the Russian peacekeeping forces that are already on the ground in South Ossetia as a result of an international agreement to bring to an end the ethnic fighting that took place in that territory in the early 1990s. Now, according to state television, these tanks and armored vehicles should be approaching the regional capital, Skinvali, within the next hour or so. And that would obviously put them in dire...
We're going to play more of this in a moment, but this is just an incredible whitewash. Oh, the tanks are coming to take over the capital. It's just a friendly, happy thing from back in the 90s. Meanwhile, Russia's threatening everybody. And this is how they spin it to not divert the public from worshiping the globalist shindig known as the Olympics. Please continue.
Confrontation with the Georgian forces that say that they have completely encircled that main city in South Ossetia. So a very dangerous, very dramatic development in this crisis.
These are two armies coming together.
Andrew.
Yeah, back that up, Burmese. Back that up about 30 seconds.
Why such a muscular response to this, Matthew? Because
Skinvali, within the next hour or so, and that would obviously put them in direct confrontation with the Georgian forces that say that they have completely encircled that main city in South Ossetia. So a very dangerous, very dramatic development in this crisis that we're apparently now witnessing, Andrew.
Why such a muscular response to this, Matthew? Because Russia does recognize Georgia's sovereign territory.
It does, and Russia repeatedly restates the fact that it respects Georgia's territorial integrity. But at the same time, it always says that it will protect Russian citizens. And over the course of the last decade or so, what's happened in South Ossetia is that many of the ethnic Ossetians that want independence from Georgian rule have taken the option of Russian citizenship. They've been fast-tracked towards Russian citizenship. And so now perhaps as many as 90% of the population in South Ossetia hold Russian passports. It's really very much supported the separatist movement. The separatist government is very much supported by Moscow, by the Kremlin. And it's on that basis that the Russian foreign ministry and Russian officials and the Kremlin say that they'll do everything they can to protect Russian citizens. In addition to that, as I mentioned, there are a force of Russian peacekeepers in the territory of South Ossetia. And we understand from the Interfax news agency and from other Russian officials that have been broadcast on state television and elsewhere that a barracks of the Russian peacekeepers stationed in South Ossetia came under attack from artillery shells from the Georgian side.
Okay, we've now got some audio and video of fierce fighting we're going to play for you here in a few minutes. While he's queuing that up, let me give you some of the background on this. Russia, because the population in Russia itself, in the heart of the cancer that was communism that the European, U.S., and British banks funded, 90-plus years ago, that had run out of steam. Even the East German security apparatus wasn't oppressing people like they were supposed to anymore. They had to stage this collapse. They've put all their hammers and sickles back on the vehicles. They have basically just brought in kind of a commie/fascist system. So we're not saying Russia's good. Like, we're not saying Iran is good. But above all of this sits this larger globalist system that manipulates these different factions together. Now, Russia, now with all this oil money and natural gas money, is reasserting itself. The Anglo-American establishment, backed up by London and D.C., has been moving in and aggressively pushing Russia, taking more and more of its satellites over that it had, when it partially collapsed, that it had lost. So there's a fight over these different sectors going on right now. And this is an example of a major flare-up. Let's go back to the late 90s in the final days of the attack on Serbia with the handover of more than one quarter, about, 27% roughly, of Serbia to hardcore al-Qaeda groups, backed up, of course, according to government Senate reports, by the CIA and al-Qaeda, going in and attacking the Serbs. It'd be like foreign government attacking. It'd be like if Cuba attacked Texas and Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida. And then when federal forces came into the area, the United States and NATO came in and bombed them. The Russians poured in masse, went down into Pristina, the regional state capital of what is now officially the country of Kosovo. Today, our media lied and said that wasn't the plan to make that be a breakaway, but that was the plan the entire time. And there was almost a shooting war with U.S. special forces on the ground at that time with large groups of Russian special forces backed up by major columns of armor and aircraft. And there was a tense standoff there. And so now we're seeing fierce fighting flare up. Jason, go ahead and play that newest clip for people. Here it is. We're seeing images of car driving through a city as artillery detonates and explodes, missile launchers, tanks, just, oh my God, look like hundreds of tanks. The Russians always love their propelled, self-propelled missile platforms that have the scores of missiles in them. just unbelievable, massive Russian invasion. This looks like scenes of World War II that we're seeing here on the screen right now. Again, we're posting all of this on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Just massive, massive columns of Russian armor, artillery, self-propelled, anti-personnel and anti-armor missile platforms. Again, this is press from miles away, videotaping the different plumes of artillery and missile barrage impacts. Burmese, that's pretty hardcore.
Not only is it hardcore, but I want to reiterate that this is not the Russian military invading another army. Okay, they're attacking civilians. There's no army to fight here. They're literally going there to take over a territory, and they're attacking civilian villages. This is unbelievable.
Well, that was one blurb in the CNN piece. They're talking about civilians that have been in revolution against each other in a struggle by the pro-Russian forces in that province against the mainline Georgians. So it's similar. States always use minority groups in regions to export larger crises that can bring down a government. So what you have is you have two different sides fighting, you know, kind of like two dogs with a tug of war, and this is escalating. But they did report there are Georgian government forces that came in to surround the breakaway sector that borders Russia. And so basically you have Russian forces going in to back up rebels in the ethnic minority area that see themselves as Russian, as you heard, 90%+ holding Russian passports. So it's very similar to what you saw with the Kosovo situation, where the U.S. went in and used Islamicists out of the Leninist state of Albania to attack. Again, the U.S. using communists to go after free marketeers who were setting up their own wonderland. I mean, Serbia was becoming a first world nation. People were vacationing there. They were building up their own industries. That had to be destroyed. So don't think this is the U.S. and then they're fighting communists. This is the exact opposite of that. Both sides are evil. That's how it works. See, they train us that one side's good, one side's bad. No. Just like the Bible says, almost all governments are completely and totally wicked. Here's some of the other news we have coming in. For those that don't know, masses. I mean, Burmans, we're here watching this video. How many missile launchers, how many artillery, self-propelled artillery systems, how many tanks were we seeing just from those video clips? It looked like hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, missile launchers alone, in the 5 seconds they were on the screen, you saw a couple dozen. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it was just endless hills of them. Just it showed a field going away with just scores of them.
Yeah.
And it cut to masses of armored columns of tanks going in.
And it doesn't look like they're covering it right on the ground there either. Other than these tanks coming in, all you're seeing are these huge plumes of smoke when they launch.
Yeah, that's right. You've got two different video feeds. They're showing one from inside Georgia, what looks like about 4 to 5 miles away. Huge plumes on the horizon. I mean, these are gigantic plumes because they're many miles away, and these things are filling half the screen. Then you have Western reporters that are on the Russian side watching the armored columns go in.
Yeah, and the timing.
So there's Russian forces are just pouring into Georgia. This looks like a major invasion.
Yeah, and the timing is very, very suspect to me. This is a time when we're talking about possibly invading Pakistan, or that Musharraf may be overthrown, and all of a sudden they're the enemy. And I've heard a lot of talk that Russia and Pakistan may form an alliance against us in this next World War III. I know there's a few people on the horizon that have been talking about that, and I didn't really think that was possible. Do you think that's going to be a possibility right now?
This is all just completely amazing. Caucasus in crisis. Georgia invades rebel region, London Telegraph. The Caucasus have descended into a crisis after Georgian troops launched a full-scale military assault against Moscow-backed rebels. I had a feeling I had to come in this morning. My wife's like, you got all this work to do. Why are you going into that office? And I'm like, listen, I just got to go in there and make sure everything goes off good with Burmese. I had a feeling. I've never really come in here and taken over when you've been on before.
No.
And here we are, 888. Man, the globalists love weird dates. The Caucasus have descended into crisis after Georgian troops launched a full-scale military assault against Moscow-backed rebels in an attempt to wrest control of the breakaway region of South. And it goes on, Georgian military commanders confirmed that invasion began in the early hours of Friday morning, raising fears of a serious diplomatic crisis. Diplomatic? This is military. Between the country's Western allies and Moscow. The United States swiftly called for calm, but appeared to apportion more blame on Moscow and the separatist forces it supports, for taking the volatile region to the brink of war. You got all these arrogant globalists up there and all these chicken hawks and all these know-it-alls and all these old, you know, men who've had six heart attacks just bumbling around loving power and death. And now they're hurtling us toward, because all the experts, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Bob Chapman, you've got on the last hour today, all of these people, Jason, Ray McGovern, they're all saying that the real plan, the PNAC plan says this, is to stir up a war with Russia. Mm-hmm. And now it's starting to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And we pray to God that this de-escalates quickly. But you notice this is all happening right on the eve. Jerusalem Post reported last night, I was on Coast to Coast AM covering some of this. Ladies and gentlemen, they reported that two more carrier groups are going into the Gulf and that basically the attack is on Iran. Folks, this is how world wars start. This is like on a spring day when there's hurricane weather in Texas or Oklahoma or Kansas. Mm-hmm. And you start seeing the funnel clouds and the hot and cold air coming together. Perfect storm, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here covering it. Remember, your liberties are the target.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I'm still alive.
I'm still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the
tide.
Caucus in crisis, Georgia invaded by Russians. Just incredible armored columns pouring in, infantry pouring in, infantry trucks pouring in. This is a major invasion. That's how it works. You got major powers. The armies line up. This has every making of something that could easily descend into a major world war. That's not Alex Jones. That's every analyst we talk to. Let's let this roll out to the end, then I'm going to go over it all with you here, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones, sitting in for Burmese, is sitting in for me. Stay with us.
I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain.
But I will remain.
But I will remain. I'll be back again.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Georgia under attack as Russian tanks roll in. That's the new headline. Things are heating up fast. On the day the Olympics start, 888, this is hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. This has all the makings. I've got a bad feeling of what this is going to lead to in the next days, weeks, and months. Georgia under attack as Russian tanks roll in. We continue to tell you with all the top experts we bring you, the historians, that the plan is to escalate all sorts of different regional conflicts throughout Eurasia. As Zbigniew Brzezinski always said, this is where World War III will start. Now, this may de-escalate. Same thing happened in the late 90s with the Pristina situation in Kosovo. The Russians let that be handed over to the Muslims. They did not let the U.S. with its Muslim backers take over Chechnya. They are not letting them take over Georgia and a bunch of other areas. And it is getting really serious. The Russian troops are just pouring in. Now it's being called Russian attack. Georgia under attack by Russia. Now that's your headlines. I mean, notice how this is changing fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it is getting wild here.
Yeah, it's going to change fast because this looks like an all-out invasion. And meanwhile, on the other side of the world,
there's no looks about it. They got major Russian army already clashing with the Georgian military, and it looks like blowing the living daylights out of them.
And this is all taking place when the international community is preoccupied with the Olympics. Meanwhile, Iraqi officials are saying that there's a deal that's close that we're going to start getting out of Iraq by 2010. But then the supposition is, well, the last of the troops will be out 3 years later. Well, that's if it doesn't escalate.
Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post is reporting two massive carrier groups with their entire battle fleet arrayed are steaming into the Gulf with two other carrier groups already stationed there. Can you see how this is lining up?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.